And so, yes, welcome to Living Beyond Limits. I think you all know that we are a part of Centers for Spiritual Living, and I'm Reverend Jennifer Speer, and I welcome you today. I'm so glad that you've joined us. And for those of you who are online, I'm so glad that you've joined us for this service online. And so I'm going to begin our service today by sharing with you our mission statement, and I invite you to say it along with me if you know it, and if you don't know it and you don't have it, I invite you just to kind of take it in. It goes like this. We are a sanctuary where people can discover and reveal the presence of God within their own being and experience their oneness with all life. Through the realization of this inner presence of love and peace, we give way to the evolutionary impulse of the divine and become a beneficial presence in the world. And so that's what we are all up to here, is awakening to that divine presence that expresses within us, that is the very own essence of our divine nature, our spirit, waking up to the fact that the infinite one is always right where we are, within us and all around us, and that that presence specifically expresses within us as love and as peace, as the truth of our own wholeness, as a boundless good. Because it's only as we know that that is always right where we are that then we have access to it. That then when we're out in the world and the world is not being kind or caring or compassionate or peaceful, we can be the person that brings the love forward, or that brings peace into the situation or into the conversation. And as we do that, we become a beneficial presence to those around us, and we become a beneficial presence in this world, because our thoughts, our emotions, our feelings affect the collective. And so as we awaken and bring forward that divine presence, we are awakening to the truth of who we are. And so I thank every single one of you for answering the call of your own spirit to be walking this path, to be bringing your light into this world in a way that is truly beneficial. And so I'm going to invite our practitioner, Carol Borwick, to come up now. She's going to lead us in an evocation and do a contemplative reading for us. And I invite you to just to kind of begin to settle into yourself. And we will sing the song, We Are, that will take us into a little quieter space. So I invite you just to begin to turn within.
Beautiful. Right now I feel the connection with every person here. And I'm wondering if you do too. How wonderful it is to know that we are not just in the presence of Spirit, but we are one with Spirit. And what a beautiful day to come together in our sacred space to celebrate life, to celebrate our oneness, and to be open to receive all of the gifts of life that Spirit has to give. For Spirit only knows to give limitlessly. And Spirit only knows to move forward as life is created. And we too are asked to move forward in our life, releasing the things that do not serve us and that hold us back. I know as we turn to Spirit, we can release and we can move forward in our lives with Spirit, unfolding our life and to our highest good. I bless and give thanks for Reverend Jennifer and her message today. I know that we are all inspired to find new ways of moving forward and to increase the joy in our lives. And I bless Ray and all of the practitioners today and every person who's helped to put our service together. I bless every person here and every person who watches us and joins us online. And I know that you bless with me every person in the world. May they all know the oneness and the peace of God. And so I release my words, knowing that our day is unfolding perfectly and that we go forward in joyful anticipation. And with deep gratitude, I say, and so it is. And so it is. And good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
And my reading just blew away. Let's be honest. Barbara and David had given us the idea of putting it on a folder so it wouldn't blow away, and the whole thing blew away. So this morning, in keeping with Reverend Jennifer's topic today, I chose the reading from 365 Science of Mind by Ernest Holmes, and it's called Forgiveness. It is only when we have completely forgiven others that we can get a clearance in our own minds. For we are judged by the judgment with which we judge. If we criticize, condemn, and censor, these are the attitudes that occupy our thinking. They will not only reflect themselves outwardly, they will also reflect themselves inwardly. If we want a complete clearance of our attitudes, we must forgive everything and everyone. Whether we like it or not, this is one of the great truths of life. Not only should we forgive others, but we should equally forgive ourselves. Until we release all of our own previous mistakes, pain, and suffering, we shall be repeating them today. It is necessary that each of us seek complete forgiveness towards both ourselves and others. And his affirmation is, today I affirm that I forgive everyone and I am forgiven by everyone. I know the Eternal Spirit harbors no malice toward me or anyone else. Forgiving and being forgiven, I have an inward sense of peace and tranquility. There is no anxiety, no sense of guilt, no fear of judgment. I look forward to the future with joy, in peace and gladness, and I live in the present with an inner assurance of being one with all life. And so it is.
So can you all hear me? I know it's very noisy in the park today. If you decide that it needs to be louder, go like this, and we'll make sure that it gets turned up. And so, people of the Jewish faith celebrated Rosh Hashanah this week, which is the Jewish New Year. And with Rosh Hashanah begins what is called the Days of Awe. The Days of Awe are a 10-day period where people of the Jewish faith do introspection. looking at doing a personal inventory of what it is that needs to be cleaned up from the past year, of correcting mistakes and righting wrongs that they have created in the world. It's a time of taking personal responsibility for one's actions and one's words, and making amends to other people, and asking for forgiveness from those people, as well as offering forgiveness to other people. And it is done at the beginning of the new year so that they can begin the new year with a clean slate. Begin the new year with a clean slate, open to the blessings of spirit, open to those blessings of peace and love and abundance and good. And you know, at Centers for Spiritual Living, we talk about the fact that those gifts of the Spirit are always available, that they are ever present and available when we are available to them. And so in the Science of Mind textbook, one of the things that Ernest Holmes says is, no one judges us but ourselves, and no one judges us but ourselves, no one gives to us but ourselves, and no one robs us but ourselves. We need not fear God or the devil. There is no devil, and God is love. And one of the core concepts in the Science of Mind says, in the eternal now, there is no place for divine anger, unforgiveness, or punishment. If we perceive a need for forgiveness, this is a human condition. Human forgiveness is the process that frees us to live in the eternal now. And so why do that inventory? Why ask people for forgiveness? Why offer forgiveness? Because when we hold another person in non-forgiveness, or when we hold ourselves in non-forgiveness because we see ourselves as having done something wrong, we remove ourselves from the kingdom. We remove ourselves from experiencing the kingdom that is ever present. We remove ourselves from experiencing peace when we're in judgment or non-forgiveness. We remove ourselves from experiencing our own well-being. We remove ourselves from experiencing the love that lives inside of us. We remove ourselves from experiencing the all good that is available. Because while we're holding ourselves in judgment, we have this subconscious belief that we are somehow bad or wrong. And in that subconscious belief that we are bad or wrong, we have this idea that then we are undeserving of the good that is available to us, because we're somehow not good enough. And when we hold another person in unforgiveness, it separates us again from our peace. It separates us from the love that is our own divine nature. What we really want is, we really want to have peace and harmony in the world. Yes? We really want to have peace and harmony in our relationships. We want to have peace and harmony at our places of work, peace and harmony in our homes and in the world and through humanity. As spiritual beings, we want to live in unity with everyone. We want to live in the experience of oneness, because on a spiritual level, our soul, our spirit gets that we are all one. And our soul longs to be back in that place of unity and harmony and oneness. And as spiritual beings, we really want to be able to shine our light. We want to be able to shine our light and our own spirit and our own divine nature and be a light in this world. The problem is that our spirit wants that, but so much of the time we're actually coming from our ego. We're coming from our ego when we're coming from the ego's perspective. And the ego wants to win. So the ego then sees that it's okay to fight with other people in order to win. The ego wants to be right, and the ego wants to be on top. Therefore, if we hold someone in judgment, or if we hold on to that resentment towards someone else, we get to be right. We get to be better than them. We get to be superior. Think about it. Think about how judgmental you are, say, with your own spouse, or your own kids, or your own parents. Critical, judgmental. We think things like, they don't ever fill in the blank. They don't wash the dishes right. They don't ever help around the house. They're always on their computer. They're always on their phone. And then we build up a resentment about it. Because after all, the way that they are doing whatever they're doing is wrong, and the way that we do it is right. Right? That way we get to be on top. We get to be the best. That's what the ego wants, to be at the top of that hierarchy. But the other problem is, we're just as judgmental and critical of ourselves for so many things in life. We criticize ourselves and give us a hard time long after the fact for something that we said and we didn't say it the right way, or for hurting somebody else's feelings. Or we criticize ourselves and hold on to that judgment that we forgot someone's birthday who's really important to us. Or we never paid back that loan that we took. Or we snapped the cashier in the grocery store or in wherever store you are. And then we beat ourselves up about it. Think about it. Aren't there things that you can think about that you have said or done in the past that if you think about it, you still kind of cringe? You still hate that you actually did or said that thing? This week, a genie came up to one of my friends and asked my friend, told her that she had three wishes. And so my friend's first wish is she asked for money. And so the genie gave her money. And the second wish, she asked for world peace. And so the genie granted her world peace. And for her third wish, she asked that her family and friends be happy and peaceful. And the genie was concerned, asking her if she was sure. And she told him, yes, she was sure. And then slowly, she began to disappear. Do you maybe fit into that picture sometimes? So what if it's not about being right? What if it's not about winning? What if it's not about being on top? What if instead it's about raising the energy and raising the vibration of this planet? What if instead it's about raising the energy and the vibration in your relationships? What if it's about raising the vibration in your home? Raising the vibration in your place of work? What if it's about raising the vibration in your neighborhood? Or again, what if it's about raising the vibration on this planet? You know, we sing that song, "Let There Be Peace on Earth and Let It Begin With Me," because we know that it begins with us. We know that what is happening in the world and what we see out there is a reflection of the consciousness of humanity. And we know that as we embody peace and become peaceful in our thinking and in our feeling, that gets reflected into the world as well. We also know that we cannot maintain peace in the world if we can't maintain peace within our own relationships, within our own selves, within our own places of work. If we can't maintain peace inside here, we can't expect to have peace out here. And I've told you the story before, but I'm going to tell you again. I have a friend who is involved in a peace organization, and they are all about creating peace in this world. And she's even gone to Korea for this huge peace rally kind of thing, and they're speakers and spends all this time and has all these people come. And she's really into it. And she hates her husband. And she lives in the same house as him, and they live separate lives. And they sleep in separate bedrooms, and she can't stand him. We can't not have peace in here and not be peace and expect it to happen out there. It doesn't work that way. Peace begins within us, and then peace becomes the natural outcome of what goes on around us. And so the title of my talk today is Let Peace Begin With Me. And I'm talking about, let me move again. I'm talking about that every single one of us, we have a light within us. And that light is always the vibration of peace. We have a light within us that's whose very essence is harmony. We have a light within us that is all about goodwill and oneness. And it is present and it is alive in you, always. And that is the I am presence within you. And that I am presence always leads to unity. Always. It always leads to love. And it always leads to harmony. But our judgments and our unforgiveness cover that light up like a heavy, wet blanket, so that then we cannot see our own inner light and we can't experience our own inner light when it's covered up with that heavy, wet blanket of judgments and criticisms. We can't experience our light. We can't experience our own peace. We can't experience harmony. We can't experience our own wholeness and our own goodness when it is covered up. And so in these days of awe that we are in right now, we begin by looking at what needs cleaning up. What in our minds have we left unfinished, left in a way that we didn't like it, left in a way that wasn't okay in our hearts? We begin by looking at what we need to clean up and what we need to make right, what we need to change. And then we apologize and we set it right. That's what making amends is about. It's about setting it right. So we set it right. You send the card to your friend whose birthday you missed, even though it's really late. You pay back the loan that you hadn't paid back, even though it was a long time ago. You apologize to the cashier at the store for being snappy. You know, that's one of my faults, is sometimes I get really stressed out and I have snapped at people in stores or whatever. And I absolutely apologize as soon as I realize that I've done it, because it's not okay. And it's not okay in my heart. And I snapped at somebody at the beauty supply a while ago because I went and I was in a rush and on my way to work and they didn't have what I needed and they're out of what I need all the time and it's supposed to be for professionals, rah, rah, rah. And I snapped at her and I apologized. I'm so sorry. That is not okay. And she goes, oh, that's okay. We're used to it. How horrible we're used to being people being snapped at. So I take responsibility, and I really have learned that it's not okay, and I really police myself so that I try not to let it happen again. And then with that person that you're annoyed with that you snapped at, then you treat them with compassion. You treat them with kindness. And the third thing is you forgive yourself for the mistakes that you've made. Know that as human beings, we all make mistakes. It's part of the human condition to make mistakes. Wait, let me check in. Is there anyone here who has not made a mistake? Will you raise your hand? Is there anyone who hasn't messed up? Is there anyone who hasn't hurt someone's feelings at some point in time? Right. It's part of being a human being and living this life. We make mistakes. It's part of it. We all mess up. We all have moods. We all fall short of perfection sometimes because it's part of being a human being. As spiritual beings, we are perfect. And as human beings, we are stepping into that perfection and giving way to it, but we're not there yet. This is a path and a practice that we're doing, this spiritual path. We haven't reached the destination. We're walking the path. And that is true for you and for every single person on this planet. We all make mistakes. We all mess up. Our job is to learn from them and to grow from them and to evolve from them. And so I'm going to share a story with you, kind of a story, out of Enough Already, The Power of a Radical Contentment. My friend Tom and Laura have a rewarding marriage for many years. Like most couples, they have their issues. One day, Laura confided in me, "I thought about leaving Tom because he was not all I hoped he would be. Then I realized that I have no right to demand perfection from him because I cannot offer perfection to him. No one can offer absolute perfection. You can offer the perfect version of yourself at any given moment. To do so, we must embrace our humanness. The little statues of the man and wife on top of a wedding cake have no pimples, but they have no life. They are made of plastic and will never live or breathe. When the wedding day is over, they will be cast into the trash. When your real life wedding is done, your relationship takes on a greater life, a journey between two human beings seeking to bring forth the best in each other, with the occasional appearance of the worst. Quit judging yourself by an impossible standard. Let yourself be what you are, who you are, where you are, as you are. Relationships exist between people who express both their divinity and their humanity. Reflect the balance of the two, and you have a good shot at happiness." I love that. The little plastic people on the top of the wedding cake have no life. And that's true not just in relationships of a couple, but it's true in our relationships with everyone in this world. And so I would like to invite you to join me in a little exercise right now. And so I invite you to close your eyes and to send some peace to your loved ones. And to send some peace to all of the people in this state. And to send some peace and peaceful energy to all of the people in this country. Get out! send some peaceful energy to someone or some group who you think of as an enemy. To someone you think of as a competitor. Send some peaceful energy to an alienated family member. To a person of a different religious persuasion. To those you oppose in a government or political party. And to someone whom you are having a disagreement with. And I invite you to go ahead and open your eyes. That's the place that our spirits want to live from. That place of unity. That place of love and kindness. That place of oneness. And so my proposal to you this week is to know that we all make mistakes. That it's part of learning and growing, and it's part of stepping into being a more clear expression of the divine. It's how we grow. It's how we get there. That frustration or anger that we feel towards ourselves is so that we change our behavior. That's how we grow. Learn from your mistakes instead of beating yourself up about them. That's the purpose of them. And forgive yourself and forgive others. Make amends where you need to. Make it right. Clean it up. Fix it. Do what you can today so that you can feel clean. So that you can move back into that place of your own innate peacefulness. In Matthew 5:23-24, it says, if you are presenting your gift at the altar and remember there that your brother has something against you, leave your gift there before the altar and go and reconcile with your brother. Then come offer your gift. We have to do what we need to do so that we can forgive ourselves and let ourselves off the hook so that we can come to life clean and open to all of the blessings that are available to us, to our own peace and our own love and our own goodness. Make amends so that you feel clean. So that you feel deserving of that good and that peace and that love. And cease to see other people as your adversaries. They simply have a different opinion. They simply are looking at things from a different perspective. Shine your light there. In the book, Change Your Thought, Change Your Life, it says, trust in the goodness that is at the root of all rather than curse the darkness that seems so rampant. Reach out with that inner light and let it shine on those who aren't seeing their own. Let your light shine on those who aren't seeing their own. That creates healing in the world. So shine your light and commit to being a catalyst for peace towards yourself and towards other people. And as a result, you will be living with greater peace. and living with a much greater sense of freedom and tilting the scales on this planet towards peace. And so blessings to each and every single one of you as you awaken to your own divine nature. And as you do that, you become more peaceful and loving in everything that you do. So blessings to all of you. And so I invite you to join me in an affirmative prayer. And so I simply turn my attention to that one infinite presence that is none other than love itself. Recognize that that is the very nature of that divine presence, is the essence and the atmosphere, the energy and the truth of love itself. And so I recognize then that we are incarnations, out picturings of that presence, that love is our nature as well. And so today we let go of everything that has been concealing that inner light. We let go of false beliefs. We let go of our judgments and our criticisms and our unforgiveness. We let go of holding ourselves in that harsh judgment so that we might shine our light and so that we might experience and express the light within others, the light within ourselves, the light that fills everything. And so I invite you with me to recognize that that same light is within every single person. For we are all outpicturings of God, individualized expressions of that one. And so today we recognize the love in each and every person. We recognize the good in each and every person, knowing that as we do that, it's like shining a light on it, and it grows and it becomes more, and we invite it forward. And so on this day, we give forgiveness. On this day, we let it go. On this day, we step into the light of humanity and the light that we are. And so I release this prayer into the infinite law of the universe, knowing that this is unfolding itself all around us and within us, simply because we have recognized that it is the truth. And so I release this prayer in gratitude, and I say, and so it is. So I'm going to invite our practitioner, Carol Borwick, to come up and lead you in an affirmation as we try to find the shade.
Affirmation is on your handout. Get that. And please join me. I let go of my harsh judgment and my need to be right. I forgive myself and others for the mistakes we have made. Today I shine my inner light on those who are not seeing their own. And so it is.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And so it is now time for our offering. So I invite our ushers, we don't have ushers, I invite you to come forward and bring your offering, and you can drop it in the basket here if you brought your offering today, and I'll walk over here too, Ray.
You know, I find it was ironic that you moved out of the light of the sun, just as you then said, shed your light shine from the sun. Did you not realize that?
No. And so I invite you to join me in a blessing of this offering. In fact, I'm going to ask Ray to come up here and do a blessing of this offering.
You haven't been on podium since we started the park.
Right.
That's true. I was enjoying being quiet. That's not true. It feels like a long time since I've had an opportunity to talk to you guys and to tell you how much I love you and how much I care about you and how much I appreciate this community. And I know that this community is a service to the world that makes a difference. And your money helps that happen. So I just say thank you. Thank you to you. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your givingness. Thank you for wherever you got that money from. Thank them also. For we just pass it through. And as we let go of it, more comes. And more good comes out of whatever we let go of in spirit like this. So I bless this money. I bless this time together. I bless this experience of love and expansion and of freeing ourselves from all concerns in life, knowing that we are perfectly safe right here, right now, in this very moment. Thank you, God, and so it is.
And so I have just a couple of invitations for you. One is we're having a picnic next week here at the park, so I invite you to bring a picnic lunch, and if you have games you like to share, I know we're going to play bocce ball, and Mike brought croquet last time, so bring a picnic, bring a blanket to sit on or whatever you want, and games if you want to share them, and come and hang out with this spiritual family of yours and just get to enjoy being together. Also, we have an upcoming class that is going to begin on October 5th. It is an 8-week class. It is based on the book called Treat Yourself to Life. In this class, you'll learn how to treat yourself to happiness, wealth, love, success, and freedom. So each week is a treat yourself to, treat yourself to love, treat yourself to freedom. And so Barbara has a sign-up sheet. If you'd like to sign up, we're going to be doing it on Zoom. It's going to be from 7 to 9 p.m. on Tuesdays. I'm switching to Tuesdays, and the class fee is $145 plus the book. If you want to take the class, you want me to order the book, I have Amazon Prime. I can order it for you. Or if you want to just order it yourself, you can do it that way too. So I'd love to have you with us. It should be deepening and broadening our good in life. And last is, we are still on the lookout for a new home. We have some perspectives. What's the word? Prospects. We have some prospects, but nothing in stone yet. So if you see something, or if you have an idea, or if you know a commercial real estate agent, will you talk to Chris Braunschweiger? That's it for my announcements, invitations. Know that you are absolutely loved, and that we are so glad that you are here and that you are a part of the love of this family. And we'll see you next week.